Side Hustle Show 215, how to quickly build an online business when you don't have an audience.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where it's all about ideas, action, and results toward building those job-free income streams. Fun episode for you today with a couple guys who are building an online business around their expertise in a pretty niche area. They're about a year deep into this adventure and generating around $4,000 a month, teaching other people how to become loan signing agents. Mark Wills is the main character in the story. He's the subject matter expert. He began doing loan signings as a side hustle 14 years ago and has since turned it into a full-time business and now actually runs a loan signing service, which is something of a database of other loan signing agents. So the loan signing agent is the person who comes to your house and walks through the giant stack of forms and contracts you got to sign when you buy a house, when you close on that loan. They are notary publics. It's a certification that takes a few hours and sometimes a small fee to the state. But for each appointment, the signing agent makes $75 to $200, and the appointments can take, you know, an hour, hour and a half. In this episode, you're going to hear how Mark and his business partner, Roman, have begun teaching Mark's loan signing system, starting with no audience, by quickly and inexpensively validating the idea, building a minimum viable product at loansigningsystem.com, and growing the business with content and email. Notes, links, and a free PDF download with all of Mark and Roman's top tips from this episode are at sidehustlenation.com/Mark. That's Mark with a K. Before we dive in, let me take a moment to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com. If you're trying to turn your side hustle into a full-time gig, FreshBooks applauds you. In fact, they want to save you time dealing with your accounting and invoicing paperwork so you can spend more time making your hustle happen. For your free 30-day trial, go to freshbooks.com/sidehustle and enter the Side Hustle Show in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I'll be back to tell you a little bit more about FreshBooks, plus my top takeaways from this chat with Mark and Roman after the interview. Now, you might listen to this conversation and think, man, Nick, you are burying the lead. If a loan signing agent can make $150 an hour as a side hustle, why are we talking about that instead of how to build a course and build an online business? Couple reasons. Number one, it's super niche, and I thought the online business angle would have a broader appeal and be more scalable. And number two, I didn't want to turn the episode into a big infomercial. If becoming a loan signing agent is something you are interested in, definitely check out Mark's site, loansigningsystem.com. We begin this conversation with Roman Rosario, who is Mark's business partner, explaining how Mark taught him loan signing and his reaction after his first gig. Ready? Let's do it.
Mark and I had been friends for a while, all the way back to high school, actually. We've both been entrepreneurs through the years. He has been doing loan signings. He started his loan signing company. I actually started a company called RealCrowd.com, which is an online website where you can invest in commercial real estate from coast to coast. I built up the sales team there. That company is doing great. And I was about to get involved in another startup. And so I was basically in between startups or in between jobs. So as any smart entrepreneur knows, being able to survive during your startup phase is key. And so I go to Mark and I say, hey, look, you know, I know you've been doing these loan signings. I'm interested in learning a little bit more about how they work so I can, you know, make sure I put food on the table as I, you know, have my new startup. And he's like, okay, great, absolutely. So he shows me step by step how to do it. As I'm getting my notary commission, he teaches me how to do it. It literally takes him one night to walk me through a set of loan documents. And then I do my first loan signing. It took me an hour and 20 minutes. And I got paid on that particular one. I got paid $100.
How'd you get your customer for that first signing?
Well, that's the best part about it. There's this thing called signing services, and I'll let Mark talk a little bit more about what those are because he owns one.
Yeah. So signing service is basically a database for loan signing agents. So signing services, which I now own and do about $1 million a year, it's a company where escrow offices lean on me to find these loan signing agents. And so the only way we find these loan signing agents is by location. So I'll type in a zip code, the loan signing agent database pulls up, and I call the first person on the list. And if they can take my appointment, that's 3 o'clock in Burbank, they get the order. And so I taught Roman how to put his name in all the loan signing agent databases that he needs to. And voila, he got the appointment.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty amazing, actually, because what happens is whenever the appointment comes, it comes in via text and you just type back yes or no, whether or not you want to take the appointment. And that's what happened in that particular one. I just said yes. They're like, great. And then I did the appointment. It's like business is just fed to you.
Wow. That's very high tech. Right, he's got a text. Okay. So then the light bulb comes off like, hey, you taught me how to do this. You could probably teach other people how to do this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So after I did the first signing, I called Mark up. He said, how'd it go? I said, first of all, it went great. Secondly, this is amazing. And this is something that I think other people might want to hear about. And, you know, I had started another online website before. And so I was like, you know, what if we took the way that you teach this and we brought it online?
And Mark, at this point, you have no like online audience, like you, no blog, no nothing, right?
That's right. I have no idea. I've barely even ever used the internet. But yes. So here's the funny part about Roman real quick. I might think it's funny. And so I called Roman all excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, how'd your signing go? I mean, you made $100 an hour. Tell me that wasn't amazing. You made $100 an hour. And he's like, Mark, we got to figure out how to teach more people. I'm like, whatever. How does it feel you made $100 an hour? And he couldn't stop talking about how we got to bring this online and we should be able to teach people what he taught. It's all he would talk about. And I'm like, okay. So was it making $100 okay? You
know, so I was like, that was great. But he's, you know, he's a startup guy. He's always thinking bigger.
That's correct. That's correct. He's always thinking three steps ahead. That was hilarious.
What happened next?
So Mark asked, okay, so how do we do it? And I said, well, you know, the first thing is let's just see if people want it. Let's just see if people would be interested in it. So he said, okay, great. How do we do that? Well, the first thing I did was I created just a web page. It was just a simple web page. I think it cost me like $20 to get a Weebly account with a simple form fill and explained what a loan signing agent was. Mark created all the copy around it. He said, you know, this is what a loan signing agent is. This is what you can make. If you're interested in a course, then fill out this web form. And we didn't have a date for a course. We didn't have really anything. We didn't have a course. And so we launched that. I spent $20 in Facebook ads. And I just kind of let it go. And I checked back a month later. I wasn't even checking it. I checked back a month later and we had 30 people had filled out the form. And at that point, I was like, hey, Mark, I think people might be interested in this.
Okay, 30 signups for $20 in Facebook. Like, who are you targeting on this?
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about Facebook is you can really kind of target down to people who are looking to make extra money, entrepreneurs, people who are teachers. And I don't remember exactly what I was targeting back then because it was about a year ago.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I selected something and people were filling it out. But not all the signups, the interesting thing was not all the signups came from Facebook, from a Facebook ad. A lot of them, because the Facebook ad only ran for a few days. And then people were actually searching for this.
Huh. Typically a new site isn't going to show up in Google for, you know, 6 months or something, right? Especially like a one-page site with not that much content.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I didn't look at the analytics back then, but it was interesting that people were filling out the form even after the Facebook ad had stopped running.
Okay. So you got 30 people say, hey, I would be interested in this course. Was there any mention of how much it's going to cost or just like, yeah, this is something that we think you should build?
Well, immediately after that happened, we said, okay, well, why don't we set a date for a course? And then let's come up with a pricing of how much that course is going to look and create kind of a framework around it. And so we filled out the site more. We selected a date, I think it was 30 days out for a live webinar. And then we actually ended up using gotowebinar.com. for our webinar, and we launched it. And we did additional Facebook ads, and we ended up getting 100 people signing up for the webinar a month out.
Okay, so hey, we're going to put this live webinar on in 30 days. You can sign up here. Do you remember what you spent to get those 100 signups?
I want to say we spent less than $100.
Okay.
But we definitely put some ad money into it.
Okay. Well, that's to get 100 people in the seats or at least registered for $100. It's not outrageous in terms of startup costs. And then, you know, $20 for a Weebly site and whatever, $60 for the first month of GoToWebinar. Maybe they even give you your first month free.
I think they do. I think it was like a month or 14 days or something like that.
Yeah. You're like, perfect. I'm going to put this right at the end of my free trial.
Exactly.
So the webinar, is this Mark kind of like explaining this is like, have you ever done a webinar before? Doing your first webinar from 100 people? Like that sounds intimidating to me.
Yeah, no, I've never done a webinar up before that point. And, you know, when I first taught Roman and when he came back all excited about the course, he's like, Mike, you have a system. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, you have a system on how you do this. So I didn't realize I had a system. So he gave me a little bit of confidence in that. The way you taught me is the way you should teach everybody on the webinar. So I literally, and that's where we came up with the name Loan Signing System, because he's like, you literally have a system for loan signings. And so I literally just kind of taught Roma the way I taught Roma, and I taught my webinar, and it's bona fide system. I teach people how to go through a note, closing statement, escrow instruction, loan documents. Anyways, foreign topics. But I just, the way I taught Roman, and it's a system that I still have today. And so, yes, it was a system that I taught, but it was pretty awesome to get the live feedback and get all these students to come in and ask me questions. And but yeah, I never did a webinar before that point.
Did you study like webinar best practices on how to structure the presentation or anything like that?
No, great. No, the answer is no. I just kind of winged it. I've been in the business for, 12 years. So I know topics like the back of my hand. Okay. And so I just went from front to end of the loan documents. And I basically explained the paperwork like I would to a borrower. And everyone understood exactly. And they would ask me questions on, why do you say this? What's the purpose of doing this? Why do you fill this out? So I essentially just kind of went through as if I was presenting to a borrower, but I was presenting to students and letting them know, this is why I say stuff. This is what you don't do. So no, it's kind of just maybe almost like a mock loan signing itself.
Okay.
And it ended up translating really well online. So we had the documents up also and doing a screen share, the webinar allowed a screen share. So it was a very little of my face, mainly the documents up on the screen. And I would just walk people through that. But Rome coined it a system. And so I just kind of went through it as I do with any borrower.
Okay. And do you remember of those 100 signups, how many people showed up live?
Yeah, absolutely. So 15 people showed up for the course. And the way that we structured it was that the first part of the course, first hour of the course was free.
Of the webinar?
And so of the webinar, that's right. Uh-huh. So the first hour of the webinar was free. It was, I believe, a three-hour webinar total because of the loan documents. I mean, to go over the loan documents took a little bit of time for Mark to explain that. And that's kind of the unique thing about the loan signing system course is that there's no other course out there where somebody's actually walking you through every single page of a set of loan documents. And so that's, I think, what made it attractive for people to want to learn it. And that's what made this medium so well, the online medium, do so well. So we had 15 people show up for the free portion and 4 people that day bought the course.
Wow, that's a pretty strong conversion rate.
Yeah, we were excited. It blew away our expectations.
Now, did the course exist at that point? Or you're like, okay, now we have some like dollar validation. People have paid for it. People have whipped out their credit card. And now we got to go build this thing.
Yeah. So we ended up after that day, we said, okay, well, how do we want to do this now? Do we want to just put a camera in front of you? The thing is to get that feedback though, the live webinar feedback was great because people were asking questions about how to go through the documents. And so we wanted to actually do a few more of these live webinars. And so our plan was let's do three or four more live webinars. We'll record them. We'll have all of the live feedback. We'll have all of the questions that people would have going through a loan documents. And then we're going to record that and turn it into a video course. So when someone watches it, they're going to have the same questions that these people have. And they'll be able to, it's almost like they're in a live classroom environment, walking through an entire set of loan documents. And so we did that. And that's how we created our course.
Okay. Now, earlier you mentioned the first hour of the webinar is free. And then like you can pay if you want to keep going. Was that on webinar number one?
Yes. So that's how it was in the webinar number one. That's actually how we did it for the remaining 3 other webinars as well.
Okay. So there was some content that you already had in mind or that was already created. It was just kind of continuing going through that like mock signing.
That's correct. What I think is genius on Roman's part and anyone who may be listening to this, who kind of wants to get in that teaching space, the webinar was really effective because of the screen share and getting the live feedback from the students. So we toyed with the idea of sitting in front of a camera and me just trying to talk to the camera as we're going through it. And so we shot a few videos like that. And without getting that true feedback, it made me a better teacher to get to questions and then answer the questions, which are things that I may not think about if I'm sitting in front of a camera just trying to dole something off the top of my head. So anyone out there trying to get into that teaching space of whatever it may be, I think it was very genius on Roman to create a course based off the webinars as opposed to just sitting and trying to do a PowerPoint presentation on this is why you need to talk about the interest rate. This is why you need to talk to a loan and do a really boring and stale PowerPoint presentation and try to sell that as a course versus using a webinar and something with feedback because you can edit it down. So where, the feedback that's not necessary can be edited out. So, our courses essentially are webinars consolidated into the perfect teaching course because they get real feedback, they get screen shared. There's not a PowerPoint presentation the whole entire time, if that makes sense.
Okay. And what's the price point at this point?
$150.
Okay, so people stuck around, says, hey, I want, I'll plunk down the $150 to see what else you got. I want the full meal deal. And if you're saying, hey, people, look, you can make $150 if you just do one of these. So kind of hopefully, hopefully a no-brainer price.
Yes.
And at this point, so now you've collected four times 150, $600. And so you've more than broken even on your software expense, your advertising expense, and this is just like webinar number one.
That's right. It's funny because we expected it, but at the same time, we were looking at each other like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
So what kind of like payment processing did you use and how did you like tell who paid at such and such a time?
So it was interesting because we were on the live webinar and we just use Weebly. So we'll have Weebly up. Weebly is connected to both Stripe and PayPal. And so Mark would, you know, after the free portion would say, okay, if you want to continue learning how to go through these documents, it's the cost of a single loan signing. Go ahead and enter your information on the website. And I would just have it up and I would see, I saw the first order pop up and I'm like, okay, we have somebody who wants to continue on. And then we saw a few more pop up. And so as soon as we did that, we had to quickly send a new link out for the remainder of the course. So the people that didn't purchase it, you know, couldn't just stay on.
Okay. That was kind of the next one. Like, are you able to like boot people off? Like, hey, freeloader, yeah. You're out of here.
Right. Yeah. We don't see you on here. So.
Okay. Okay. So then, hey, you last call. We got four, probably don't announce the number necessarily, but hey, we're going to be continuing on with the people who chose to do so. And, you know, here's the new, or I guess you just email them the new link.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So you hold the same webinar a few more times with kind of a new batch of Facebook ad traffic, or what's happening next?
Yeah, we did. So part of the thing is that we wanted to make sure that we covered all of the different things on a loan signing. And obviously that was our first one. We wanted to make sure that we had recorded the screen correctly. And, you know, after your first course, anytime you do kind of a first, what I call is an MVP or minimum viable product,
yeah,
it never looks really great. And so we said, you know what, we'll make money by doing these live webinars. And so why don't we just do this a few more times to get as much good content as we can. And then once we have all of those recorded, then I can, you know, put it into a movie editing software. I just use iMovie and cut up all the pieces that we think are important to the course. And then we'll create an actual online video course so that we can sell and anybody can watch anytime they want to and learn how to be a loan signing agent on the website, loansigningsystem.com.
Now, is that still a Weebly site or what's the tech behind it now?
Yes, it's still a Weebly site. Which, as you know, as you start kind of growing a little bit, you start out with kind of the minimum viable technology as well. And Weebly does a good job. I think they're great for a lot of different things, but there are more robust solutions out there as well that we're always looking at as well.
Do they provide like a membership login or, you know, how do you lock the paid content?
They do allow for, there's two ways to kind of lock the content. One is through a password and then the second is through the membership. And so we're going to be porting it over to a membership here soon. We're just looking at some of the features there, but yeah, that's going to be coming soon.
Okay. So at this point, now we've validated it on these webinars, really high conversion rate, great take rate for this stuff. How can we make something that's like evergreen that doesn't require having to be on a live webinar for 2 hours or 3 hours every night? So, you know, investing the time to edit the videos, to do the course right. And so it sounds like that was a couple months worth of work because you guys are both doing your own thing. This is kind of a side hustle to the original side hustle.
That's right.
What happens next? Like, do you do a big open and shut launch, or is there something that's sitting out there all the time that people can buy?
So basically it took us about 3 months to develop the course. And then what we wanted to do is kind of follow the same process that we did on the live webinar. So from the live webinar, we gave away basically a free course. And that was kind of, you know, how to set up a loan signing. So if you go to loansigningsystem.com today and enter in your email address, you'll actually get a free course from us. So that the whole process took us about 3 months to set up. We took all of the webinar that we put together and then we edited the videos and then we put those online. And so people now, when they can go to our website, loansigningsystem.com, and enter their email, they get a free course and it teaches you how to get a loan signing this week. That's the course that you get. So It teaches you whether you have a notary commission or not, there's actually ways where you can actually start getting business. And it really is to kind of prove to people that you can, you know, it's an easy business to get into and you can get loan signings basically fed to you.
Now, Mark, are you driving still paid traffic to that site or are you trying to do SEO, content marketing? Like, how are you getting eyeballs over there?
So we do a lot of content. So I put up weekly content of tips, anything we do. We have a YouTube channel, Loan Signing System, obviously. And so we do a bunch. I personally do a bunch of content. Our goal is to push out one new blog and one YouTube video every single week. So you get a lot of SEO juju like that. And then YouTube's the second biggest search engine now. So YouTube is a very effective way for us to drive traffic to the loan signing system. And I try to keep that as fresh as possible. So all the information is up to date as it can be. Like, I'll let Roman talk about some of the other social media stuff. Yeah. But YouTube, we find, is one of our biggest ways to drive business, which, you know, before I got into it, I really didn't know much about YouTube and the traffic it can bring to us. So, you know, if anyone's listening to this, I think, you know, YouTube definitely isn't something that should be overlooked.
What was this week's video, just as an example of the content?
This week's was cost to be a notary signing agent. So what are the true startup costs to becoming a notary signing agent, okay, whether you have your notary commission or if you already have your notary commission? So that was this week's blog that literally just went up today, actually.
Yeah, like, I think it went up like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect.
And then, you know, like, it's a quick tip. I mean, I shoot everything on my iPhone, front-facing camera. I bought a $90 cell phone teleprompter. So we write our blogs, and then I use the teleprompter, which was, I bought on Amazon, and we use a $90 green screen setup, which came with studio lights. It came with the green screen backdrop. And so my whole YouTube studio, I call it, my wife's not very happy because it's always up in my house. The green screen never comes down, but we're doing this on a bootstrap budget. But no, I was able to set up my studio for including teleprompter for $200. And if you go to some of my, you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see that they look as good as any other YouTube channel out there. And we did the whole thing for under $200.
Dude, that's really cool. I'm going to have to check out this teleprompter thing. Like, I would remember creating a video, if I'm not using my webcam and using the DSLR, like taping up a piece of paper, doing the 2 minute take, and then like removing the paper and taping up the next piece of paper.
No, that's literally what we did. That's literally what I did. And I was like, there has to be a better solution. And so I just got frustrated, like exactly what we did. And so there has to be. So I just opened up Amazon and I typed in cell phone teleprompter. There's like 27 to pop up. And I'm like, there is someone out there who had the same problem. And as literally as a cell phone holder, not a DSLR holder, but like an iPhone holder, like on a selfie stick. And it sits behind a piece of glass, and it was $90. Best investment on my part as far as content that I invested in.
That's awesome. We'll dig that link up for the show notes for sure. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, just piggybacking on the YouTube, for anybody out there who's, you know, thinking about creating a course, definitely YouTube as the number two search engine in the world is great. That's one point. But the second point is it allows you to really showcase your teaching style, right? So there's other courses out there that you can maybe learn how to become a loan signing agent. But when you compare side by side, our style of showing exactly what the loan documents look like and Mark talking into the camera versus others, it really allows you to showcase, YouTube allows you to showcase your teaching style more than anything out there. So I think that's another point to be had on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
We also, as far as social media, we're kind of on everything, probably similar to what you're on, Nick, Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and we've gotten students from each one of those channels. Part of our system is that anytime someone purchases a course, we'll email them, ask them where they found us, and literally people have found us through every single channel.
Okay.
Me working on the marketing side, I wish it was just one channel, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, people are everywhere. So, or fortunately, people are everywhere. So we're active in all of those.
Okay. Tell me about the email sequence. So somebody signs up for the free course, how to get your first loan signing this week. Is that dripped out over several days, or is it, here's the link to go check that out? And what's the follow-up sequence look like to upsell the main product?
Yeah, so we started out, so there's a sequence of, right now it's 12 emails, and we continue to add emails to it. But basically, we thought of it kind of like a journey. And somebody coming in who is looking at a way to make extra money part-time on their own schedule as a loan signing agent might not know a whole lot about the industry. And so we front loaded that email sequence with, what is a loan signing agent? Why do they make this much money? What does the process look like? Why are the reasons why you'd want to be a loan signing agent? Those are the kind of the first four emails that you get. Then we get into a little bit more meat and potatoes of how to do a signing, how to save time, things like that. And we're starting to, you know, provide actual education. And then towards the end of that, the last ones are actual, you know, step-by-step guides on how to go through certain documents. And so we're definitely providing value for free for those that sign up. And of course, if you want to know learn the entire system, there's also always an opportunity to invest in the course in each of those emails.
Is it still a $150 price point?
It's actually $99. So we have two courses now, and it ranges. One is $99 and the other one is $174.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's always tough to ask about pricing. A lot of these, like, well, we're split testing this and this, or like, you know, it's between this and this. So I won't hold you to that if that goes up in the future.
Yes.
Because that's interesting here. You see a lot of people will go much higher on price. I'm curious why you guys kept it low.
Why did we change the price, Mark? Do you remember?
Well, we did the classic testing. So we tested at the $199, the $150. And so like what you just said, we're constantly kind of figuring out what that sweet spot is. You know, there's other courses out there. We're not first to market with this course.
Yeah.
Well, we might be the best. No, I'm playing. So we've kind of priced it where other people are, and we're still testing. Just like you said, you literally couldn't set it better. So right now we're, you know, $99 and $174 kind of the spots we're targeting. We've actually had it at $199 as soon as 2 weeks ago, I believe. We did that for a month. And so we're specifically just trying to figure out what that sweet spot is, to answer your question very specifically.
Okay, sure. And so is it set up through Teachable or Thinkific or anything like that? Or is it just all Weebly password protected videos?
Yeah, it's all Weebly password protected at this point. We are exploring some of the other kind of more robust ways of distributing your courses. But right now it really works for our students. I mean, if somebody is interested in becoming a loan signing agent, go to loansigningsystem.com, they order the course and they can be watching the course in 5 minutes. And the course is only about 5 hours long. And we've had students that literally found us. They're like, hey, they'll message us and they'll say, hey, we have a signing. I don't know how people do this, but they're like, hey, I have a signing given to me this evening and I have 4 hours to learn this course. Is it possible to learn how to do a loan signing? And they'll go and they'll buy a course and they do the loan signing flawlessly. And those are the type of stories that we love to hear, but that's happened on numerous occasions.
That's kind of nuts. How did they get the gig before having to?
Well, the nuts part is like I said, it's really easy to get a loan. You literally just have to know someone in the real estate industry to be like, hey, do you want to take the signing? But what's nuts, in my opinion, is the few times it's happened to us is these people literally just go to YouTube and they type in how to do a loan signing education now. And that's how they end up finding us is via YouTube.
Okay,
but
okay.
They literally try to wing it by just finding YouTube videos and seeing if they can learn how to do this 2 hours before signing. And then finally they'll come on my videos or our videos and then they'll email us and be like, yeah, shoot, here you go. Let's knock it out. But yeah, it's pretty funny. It's really cool to feel when people go and say, oh my gosh, I'm now making $500 a week because of your course. Thank you so much. And that, because this is now my side hustle to my loan signing business that I own. And it's really cool that I really know that I'm truly helping people out there and helping them make money. And it's awesome.
Yeah. What kind of traffic, what kind of course sales are you guys seeing on a monthly basis these days? You said the course is about a year old now?
Yeah, it's about a year old. And we're doing about $4,000 in sales per month. And while it's a good start, we're excited about it. We're really focused on how we're serving our audience. And so our focus has entirely been on adding to the course. Some of the students were asking for, as an example, some of the students were asking for a certification to prove that they went through this course. And so yeah, we added the certification most recently.
Now, is this something that's just completely, not to say like made up for lack of a better word, but it's like now your loan signing system certified? And does that carry any weight with anyone other than you?
It's funny you say that. So, you know, now what we're doing is approaching, remember I told you in the beginning, there was these loan signing databases. And so as part of our side hustle, we're going around talking to the owners of these databases and letting them know that this is what our certification course brings, a student who's passed ours. And so now we're starting to show up on loan signing databases to bring weight to our certification. So the first answer to your question is yes. You know, we kind of made this up, but now that we're creating and we're taking the time to hustle and talk to these other database owners and letting them know what our students are qualified for. So it started out as something that we just created, but now because of our efforts of reaching out to these people, it now carries weight.
Okay. No, I don't have a problem with that. I just, you know, was kind of curious.
No, I think it was great because when Roman and I started talking about it, your statement literally is what I said. I'm like, well, this doesn't really hold any weight. And then Roman was like, well, let's make it hold weight.
Yeah.
And so, okay, let's make it hold weight. And so we just started picking up the phone and talking to people on databases and saying, this is what a student does. And literally today with notaryresume.com, literally this morning's phone conversation with the owner of a database said, your certification will be up on my database as soon as this afternoon. So it's just kind of a matter of picking up the phone and letting some of these owners know what our certification is. And anyone else thinking about this, it was amazing how open some of these owners were to listening to us because they're trying to make their product better by having better students. And if this helps their product, we're better, they're in. So it was just kind of Roman's logic of like, let's make it create weight. That was really cool on our part, I thought.
Yeah, I think it's a smart way to add unique value to your core. Like, hey, you're going to be loan signing system certified. And for what it's worth, you know, that's, I don't know, like it's kind of like getting a certificate at the end or getting a little something. So I think that's pretty smart.
Thank you.
What else? Any other effective traffic driving ways? Or what do you guys see as next? Maybe, I guess, should be the question, like, hey, you're at $4,000 a month doing this kind of part-time on the side. Like, where do you see it going and taking it to the next level?
Well, I think the primary thing is we want to continue adding value to our loan signing agents. And so one of the things that we're looking at is ways that we can help them market themselves better, right? So as a loan signing agent, you're an independent contractor. The great thing about being a loan signing agent is that you can make great money. You can work on your own schedule. And then part of working as a contractor, part of the challenges of working as a contractor, though, is as you want to grow your business, how do you do that? And so there's certain ways that we can kind of leverage our marketing expertise and our relationships with the different signing services out there to help people do that. And so we're exploring those options to be able to continue to add value. So those are the things that we want to do. We want to continue to add more marketing power to the course so more people can find it. But most importantly, we're kind of looking at how can we add value to the agents out there. And so we're kind of exploring those things as well.
I'm sure a lot of your side hustle listeners read a ton of blogs, read a ton of information on whatever their expertise is or what they're trying to get into. And so I know when, you know, Roma started having me work on content, you know, like, Mark, you just got to put out content. You know, every blog and article I read on marketing is content, content, content. And a year into this, I can't stress to anyone listening, it's all about content. The way we bring and people find us is sometimes it's the most weirdest blog that I wrote, and we wrote a year ago, and I'm like, where'd you even find that? You know, I'm like, I didn't even know that we still had that YouTube video up, or we still had that blog. I thought we took that blog down because we didn't think it was relevant, and someone found this blog, and Ron goes, I don't even know where that page is in our website. So for me to kind of go on your question is, I would like, because it's a side hustle, you know, I run a fairly large, small business, trying to find time to create content is kind of difficult. Because my goal would be to do three YouTube videos a week. I would be in heaven because I just know how much that drives search results, people on YouTube or blogging, how to. So my big thing for the new year is to really set more time aside to create content. And it's kind of boring, you know, I mean, just kind of writing the things about, but I can't stress enough to.
No, it's not. It's not boring. It's like, you know, it's the new frontier. It's exciting stuff.
But I can't stress, as someone who's never been in this niche, you know, of online marketing or trying to get found, that content really is king. Just creating more of it and trying to create as much of it as possible is what my next level is. You know, 3 YouTube videos a week would be awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just kind of turning around the questions that people are naturally asking you or the questions you receive and turning that into content, which I think is a pretty smart strategy too.
You're exactly right, man. You hit it dead on.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining me. This is Mark and Roman from loansigningsystem.com. Really cool example of, hey, look, we built this online course. We had zero audience when we started. We just had an expertise, a very niche expertise, and now we're having some fun with it. We're making some money with it. So exciting stuff and helping other people, most importantly, right? Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for sidehustlenation.com. Mark, we'll start with you.
I learned this the hard way. My number one tip is that this is a side hustle and I do okay in my main job. And so my biggest tip is to not throw a ton of money at something until you know you have traction. So especially with some of the stuff like on my content, after I bought my $90 YouTube studio in my house, I went and spent like $500 on lights. And I was like, why do you buy the $500 on lights? I don't need $500 lights. And so I like literally to this day use my $90 studio lights that I got on Amazon that came with a free green screen. So my biggest thing would be don't necessarily need to spend a ton of money, even though you may have it, and just try to create an MVP and go from there.
Very cool. Roman, what about you?
Nice. Well, Mark took mine, but my second one would be, and which actually is probably the most important thing, is that if you are starting a business and you're going to partner with somebody complimentary. I couldn't ask for a better partner than Mark. He has the expertise. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's the best in the business and is willing to put in the energy and effort into producing the content. So having that kind of match made in heaven type partnership is key. And I'm excited about the partnership that we have.
Well, very cool. I'm excited to see where this thing goes for you guys in 2017 and beyond. Pretty impressive what you've built So far, appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you so much. Bye.
This edition of the Side Hustle Show is brought to you by FreshBooks.com. If you're trying to grow your side hustle into your full-time gig, that's awesome. The trick is to make sure your pile of paperwork isn't growing as well. And that's where our friends at FreshBooks come in. They've created award-winning cloud accounting software for side hustlers, freelancers, and entrepreneurs like us who need to keep admin and paperwork in check, but don't have a lot of time or really desire to deal with it. I'm sure I've said in the past the timing is never going to be perfect, but I have to eat my words because right now happens to be the perfect time to give FreshBooks a try. Why is that? Well, they've just launched an all-new version of their platform, rebuilt from the ground up. Sending invoices, tracking your time, and managing your projects is now faster and more intuitive than ever. FreshBooks also understands that side hustlers don't sit still. That's why their mobile app works wherever you do, and you can even snap pictures of receipts on your phone to make claiming and deducting your expenses super fast and easy. To see how the all-new FreshBooks can save you time dealing with your paperwork so you can spend more time hustling, go to freshbooks.com/sidehustle to start your 30-day free trial today. That's freshbooks.com/sidehustle for your free 30-day trial. All right, my top takeaways from this chat with Mark and Roman. Number one, teach what you know. It sounds like it didn't take Mark much time at all to prep for that first webinar because he was just going through something he's done hundreds of times, probably thousands of times. The bigger challenge, I think, is putting yourself in the shoes of someone who doesn't yet know what you know but might want to learn. Because once you've learned something and kind of ingrained it in your head, it's hard to imagine not knowing it. Takeaway number two was minimum viable product. Everyone says, and I'll include myself in this, you know, build an audience first and then build a product second. And the problem with that is it's time consuming to build that audience. These guys went about it in a little bit of a different way, which I thought was really smart and effective. So once Roman learned this, he was like, okay, I think this is fantastic, but let me see if anybody else wants this thing first, and then we're going to go ahead and build it. And they validated that with their, you know, very low budget Facebook ads. Takeaway number three is the power of video and YouTube for discoverability. I think it works especially well for a teaching business like this one, where it's a natural fit to answer student questions and really, like they said, to showcase your expertise. I'll link up Mark's YouTube channel in the show notes so you can check it out, or you can just search just about any loan signing related keyword on YouTube, and my guess is he'll pop right up. Be sure to visit sidehustlenation.com/Mark to grab the free PDF highlight reel from this conversation and grab all of Mark and Roman's top tips. That's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show, where you'll meet a woman who made 50 grand last year selling print on demand t-shirts, meaning she never had to touch the inventory. It's actually sparked a new side hustle in our house, and I'm pretty excited about it and looking forward to sharing all about it next week. I'll see you then. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.